Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Coming up, changes on the way to better protect women in the mining industry, and Friday night footy fires up tonight at Optus Stadium. But first, he lasted less than 48 hours in the Perth community. Bradley Pendragon is back behind bars this morning. One of WA's most notorious pedophiles was released earlier in the week into the community with 62 strict conditions. Police swooping late yesterday afternoon after he was allegedly caught with pictures of children, which breaks one of the conditions. He'll face court this morning. The mining industry has been closely monitored for change after shocking cases of sexual assault and harassment were revealed. 79 findings have been delivered after a parliamentary inquiry, which also identified 24 recommendations. WorkSafe Commissioner Darren Kavanagh says there's a lot of work to do.
It's clear there is a long way to go for the industry. As a regulator, I'm 100% committed to doing our part to ensure that we get change in the industry.
Premier Mark McGowan and Perth Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis will make the first trip to Rome tomorrow night. Qantas firing up their new direct flights. Perth to Johannesburg goes on sale today, along with Perth to Jakarta. The airline expected to announce Perth to Paris later in the year. The Prime Minister plans to visit French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris next week. Anthony Albanese hopes to reset the diplomatic relationship after the AUKUS agreement troubles. He's told the ABC it's time for a clean slate.
I've been invited by President Macron to meet with him in France, and I'll be doing that in a week's time. We do need to reset. We've already had very constructive discussions. We've brought to a close the arrangements that were in place over submarines.
There's an action-packed schedule at Optus Stadium for this weekend. Tonight, the West Coast Eagles facing off with Essendon under Friday night lights before NRL fans pile in for Game 2 of the State of Origin series. The Blues hoping to level the series with the Maroons. Optus Stadium CEO Mike McKenna says it's the first of many big events here in Perth.
State of Origin, we've got the Wallabies playing England, and we've got Manchester United, Aston Villa, Crystal Palace and Leeds all playing here at the stadium, and big crowds. Amongst that, some fantastic AFL games.
And Kate Middleton and Prince William are now a work of art. The first official portrait of the royal couple has been unveiled. In sport, the Melbourne Demons have reminded the AFL that they are the benchmark for this season. A 64-point win over the Brisbane Lions at the MCG. D's coach Simon Goodwin saying they've rediscovered their mojo.
I think tonight we re-established our method and how we want to look, and against a really contested side. So we knew what we were up against, but we've worked incredibly hard the last 3 or 4 weeks on the training track, and tonight it came out, so it was nice.
So that win has put the Melbourne Demons clear on top of the ladder, and it's moved Fremantle into second spot. David Mundy keen to play on in 2023 and reach his 20th AFL season. The Dockers veteran moves to 10th on the all-time games list when they take on Carlton at Marvel Stadium tomorrow.
Still love the Monday to Friday grind, the competitive nature of AFL football, still really thriving on that, so I'll be here until they kick me out.
Well, Tim Kelly and Liam Ryan expected back for the West Coast Eagles when they host Essendon tonight at Optus Stadium. Australia take on Sri Lanka in the final one-dayer tonight. The Aussies out to fight for some respectability after already losing the series.
Listener.